We're ready to go.
Oh, all right. All right. Welcome to the Tough Questions Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Sheen, with his co-host, Tim McLaughlin.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day.
And today we're here with guest Casey Bolsham.
Hey, everybody. I second what Tim says, man. I hope you're all just thriving.
Oh, I love the positivity.
Just thriving, yeah.
All right. There's my new apartment, by the way.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's...
We love it.
We got an island in there.
I love a good island.
Is that pre or post TV?
This is pre TV. There's a TV on the we put
on
a
the
TV
brick.
On the brick.
Did you have to hire outside help?
I did it.
Tim did it.
There we go.
Which I guess if you look online is now gauche.
What, put your TV into your brick?
Put the TV above a fireplace.
Why?
That's what all the online places are saying.
But these online places don't understand that our fireplaces don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is New York City, honey. They haven't worked in years.
Yeah, ours is blocked with cardboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had to drill through some cardboard to get that baby in there.
Did you really?
No.
To kill a family of rats that were living in the chimney that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's our little cardboard chimney. So I think it's nice. You know,
I think it's nice.
We got a big old TV up there.
Gotta watch TV. What are we doing with our life if we're not watching shows?
Oh, I love shows. I love shows.
Shows are great.
It's the only reason to be in a relationship.
Mike has been watching Monk Alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. She depressed?
She just watches Monk, and then she's like, I don't like this show. And she's at, like, season 3.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Get through the whole thing just so that you know you hate it.
Yeah, she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to watch the Pacers game. You can come watch it. She goes, I got to watch Monk. And then she'll text me. She's like, Danny Trejo is on this episode of Monk.
Oh.
So you guys watch TV in separate areas of the house?
Yeah.
That's a full move.
Yeah. Watches it in the basement.
Full move.
I have a basement with a projector.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. I think I want to get a projector. On our little balcony, they just built a building up, and now there's a big wall, and I want to get a projector and project it on the building.
Oh, do that. You can put movies on there.
That's what I think, you know, and then so we can be inside my house next to my regular TV and watch something far more blurry and far away.
That'd be cool.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
what's
better than watching something blurry as hell?
Yeah. Put that up and invite us over.
All right.
I can't wait to get that. We have two bedrooms, too. And we're setting up the second room. That's going to be my gaming room.
Nice.
So I can get in there and game while she watches her sci-fi shows.
That's the foundation of a real loving relationship.
Then we're finally together.
Yes. We got a gaming room for the boy.
That's right. I got a game in there.
Good for you, buddy.
But anyways,
do your games. If you don't do your games, I mean, are you even living?
Yeah. You got a game with a woman in the room with you, or room next to you. Casey, I'm going to be asking you a tough question.
All right. I'm prepared to answer honestly, truthfully, and only lie a little.
All right. Well, this is the last time you can be funny because you're not allowed to be funny during the show.
Yeah, no funny stuff. No business. No getting to stories.
I don't want to tell you any.
No bits.
No stories. No bits. I'll answer.
All right. I want a real answer.
All right.
I'm going to score you at the end out of 10.
Right. I'm nervous. Why am I nervous?
Because if you don't get higher than a 5, you don't get to do your plugs. You just have to leave.
Yeah, no plugs. You just awkwardly get out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
To say goodbye. We just make you walk out.
Okay.
So, and that's based on how I feel you did.
All right.
Let's see.
Emotion tied into this. I see.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you leave our Patreon, we talk about how well you did. That's why I got to take notes.
Yeah. Talk about you behind your back.
Yeah, so if you want to listen to us talk about how you did, you gotta subscribe
at patreon.com/toughquestions, where if you sign up, you can ask Jeff a tough question that he has to answer, because Jeff doesn't answer any questions here.
No, none of these.
But he has to.
He has to answer it. That's right. Thank you, Casey.
You're welcome. Yeah, all right. Doing the hands. Okay.
First question. Let's just start here. You know what? Let's do this one. All right. Casey. What makes you a good mother and what makes you a bad mother?
Oh, boy. Were you just listening to the podcast I just did with Ari? Okay. What makes me a good mother is that I paid so much money for my daughter that, I'm really careful with where I put her. We paid for the daughter. She was very expensive. And, I think what makes me a good mother is that, she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She is still with us.
Yeah, you want that.
I have kept her alive using solely my nipples.
Oh, okay, all right.
And my big fat titties.
Oh,
and,
my Lord.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm gonna write down good Lord.
She loves them. She loves them. She sucks on them like a college freshman.
All right, all right. We're getting a little funny here.
Yeah, this is funny territory.
All right, she and you know what? Listen, I think we do. We give her lots of love. She feels. I'm sure she feels. Yeah. If she could talk, she'd say, "Listen, I feel very loved.
Very loved."
Oh, it makes me a bad mother. Is probably that you know, I'm interested in my daughter, but sometimes I'm on Instagram.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know? Instamom.
You know, like I'm watching her, but I'm also like how I also, it's like I love my daughter so much that it's like I have to knock myself down by feeling bad by going on Instagram.
Oh, no.
And I make her watch Love is Blind and The Bachelor, which probably isn't great for her.
I'm sure. I mean, everyone's going against Peppa Pig now. I'm sure that The Bachelor's not worse than Peppa Pig.
I heard that people are anti-Peppa these days. Yeah.
All right.
I thought that what made you a bad mom would be your selfish pursuit of stand-up comedy.
I mean, there's also that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's
bad for parenting.
Both her parents are big, selfish pieces of shit that bring in no money.
No money. Thank you so much.
That probably makes us a bad parent is that we're like, should we poor is being poor. Yes.
Yeah. Jeff thinks it's good to be a poor parent.
I'm not going
to
write that down. I think it's a good thing. That's a positive to me, being poor.
Yeah.
Help her build character.
I can't wait to give her hot dogs before she's one.
Exactly. She'll know bootstrap. She'll get it. But I will write raised by a woman with low self-esteem.
Thank you. All right.
That's going to come back to bite you.
I bet the whole sentence is just going to be raised by a woman.
Yeah.
Negative points. Sounds like you're doing the heavy lifting there, kid.
No, no. All right, next question here. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep on cooking.
All right.
You mentioned your husband.
Yeah.
Who does your husband reflect more, your mother or your father?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my mother or my father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy Who does fuck. He remind you more of?
Well, yeah, who'd you marry more of?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing is that I'm more my mother, so by default, I think he has to be more my father.
Oh, okay.
Because two of my mothers would a house on fire would be. Ah. Like she's a nutcase in a fun way, but sometimes you're like I wonder. I'm like, I don't think I know actually what happened in my childhood because she makes up so much shit, you know.
Oh.
Like she'll be like, I remember in high school when you used to hang out on a witch that lived on Kirkham, and I'm like, that never happened.
Oh, she just makes up fun stories for you.
She just makes up stories. Oh. So I think by default, my dad is good with money. He's responsible. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I guess Robbie is my father.
Wow. We got to it. Interesting. Married her dad.
This is a revelation.
Yeah.
Wow.
So think about that. You know.
I will. I'll bring it home tonight.
You know, how do you feel about your dad now?
Pretty horny.
Oh, my Lord. What the heck? Funny docking points.
Yeah, can't be funny.
Yeah, that just costs you.
Not allowed to want to bang your dad.
Nope,
funny
talk. That's too hilarious.
Sorry, no sucking your dad's pecker on this show.
Damn it. I guess I'll go to another show.
Comedy territory.
This is a show with comedians, but it is not funny.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is awful.
You still love your dad?
I love my dad.
All right. So that speaks well. All right. It sounds like your daughter will still love her father then if you married, and then she will marry her dad.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I think I got the worst traits of both of my parents.
Yeah?
My mom's organized and clean. The only thing I got from her is that I'm constantly on time all the time, but I'm not organized and I'm not clean. My dad's a good businessman and good with money, and he drinks a lot. And I got the drinks a lot, and I'm bad with money.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm bad at business.
But your brother's doing well.
My brother's doing great. He's not a loser.
Yeah, you got the.
That's
good
why one, you got to have two kids, Casey, in case his first one's a fucking loser.
Listen,
like me.
From your mouth to Robbie's dick, I get it. I understand. I want to.
You got a hedge.
Yeah,
I gotta hedge. I know. I need one to cure something.
Yeah,
Mama needs money.
Because my brother's killing it, and I fucking suck.
Yeah, you do.
Wild.
Yeah, it's really weird.
See, my therapist
it's really
thinks,
weird.
Mine brought up that she thinks Chelsea is like my father. I'm
That's
dating my dad.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Your dad.
I learned that today.
Your dad's
so you're
pretty.
That's where this question came
you're
from.
You're coming in fresh with who did you marry, your dad or your mom?
Jeff, your dad's pretty friendly, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea doesn't seem as friendly as your dad.
See, but no, you met my dad when he was older. He softened with age.
Oh, was
early
he hard 40s, ass?
He was a bit of a temper. He had a temper, and he was a drinker. Chelsea's a temper with a drinker.
Wow.
Yeah. Those two go hand in hand normally.
Mm-hmm. I met Jeff's dad. He's like, hey, are you Jeff's friend? Jeff was like 33. He's like, oh, Dad, come on. Jeez, don't do that.
Oh, he was embarrassing me in front of my friend.
I constantly think about your joke about how you being the single kid at dinner with your parents.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just eating pot roast with a couple. Or whatever, one had a temper. Yeah.
And one's got a temper.
That's literally your joke alone is why I'm going to have two kids because you seem fucked up.
Yeah.
No, he's not adjusted at all, buddy.
I'm dating my father and I have a successful podcast.
Jeff is fucked up.
He's a fucked up piece of shit.
Yeah.
You can't trust him with any information. He rats on everybody.
I do love telling secrets.
You're a snitch.
I love telling
secrets. Wow.
He can't be alone. He's on his boats texting people, I'm bored. What are you doing?
On boats.
Yeah, I get lonely on the cruise ships.
Ah.
All right, but this is turning into me, and I don't like that.
It's sad. He's a sad fucker.
Yeah. I feel like if that's not the name of your next album, I Get Lonely on Cruise Ships, then you're really messing up your career.
This last one, though, I played board games with an old couple.
It was the best. Great. Go
I
find
I feel like
them.
Their grandson.
They have tea time sometimes on cruise ships, too. You can find an 8-year-old woman and
you could have just
try
been
to
there.
Get on the wheel before she passes.
Mm-hmm. You're old enough to just be their regular son now.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. All right.
Yes,
moving on. I hate
You're
this.
You're fucking almost 40, my man.
I don't like this area. All right, Casey, next message. I'm talking over you.
All right.
Let's see. Let's go abstract here. What would be your message to young women today?
Oh, interesting.
Listen. You are peaking. You are only getting worse.
Oh.
Enjoy your body now. It will fall the fuck apart.
Be a whore
take
now.
Take pictures of your asshole
and
your stomach and just really enjoy being in your 20s because it doesn't get better. When you're 26, the rest of your life is going to suck. But at 26, you will be peaking.
What do you think about that, Tim?
I think it's true.
You're making a face.
I mean,
he doesn't seem to like it.
I mean, I don't like to take pictures of your asshole part.
That's what we're doing now. We're only getting more graphic. It's asshole pictures or nothing for your future husband.
Yeah, I mean, go all the way inside if you're going to take a picture. Put the flash on.
Ew.
Yeah, put your colonoscopy on the gram.
Show hole on the gram.
No, in all honesty, I would say don't be as mean. Don't beat yourself up when you're younger because I promise you are perfect when you're younger. And then when you get older and you are sagging and stuff like that, then beat yourself up. But when you're in your 20s, you're perfect. So fucking
be nice
to yourself.
Oh, I love that. There we go.
I know. Cause sometimes I look at pictures of myself in my 20s when I thought I was like, I felt gross and I felt fat and all these things. And I look and I'm like, I was tiny. I had no wrinkles, and I just
nothing compared to today.
I was that's what I'm saying. I didn't have to dye my hair every 5 weeks. I didn't have to do back stretches before I held my daughter.
Are you saying Jeff and I should dump our chicks and get with the chicks in their 20s?
Yeah, because they're insecure and they don't know how hot
they
are. So that's my tip from me to you. They don't get it.
Find an old man in his late 30s.
Yeah, baby.
And if you're an older guy, use this to your advantage.
Yeah, mama said it's okay. I'm mama.
All right. What dinosaur would you like to bring back?
Autism question.
I mean,
let my mind wander, please.
Do you know what? This is going to be a selfless act. Because if you're going me, I'm going T-Rex and see what that shit does. Let's see.
You're going T-Rex?
If it's me, but because my nephew was really into dinosaurs and his favorite was the ankylosaurus, I'm going to go ahead and say Ankylosaurus so that James can meet his hero.
Ankylosaurus? What is that?
It's a dinosaur.
Tim, is that real?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds real to me.
Tim, look that up. I want to see a picture of
this.
He's
like flat.
He's got a big ankle.
Like a hard shell, like a Dutch crunch bread. You know?
Is it the one with the ball on the tail?
I think he's got the ball on the tail.
I know the ball on the tail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's this guy with the ball on his tail.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the guy who got the armor and the ball on his tail.
Yeah, he's got a little armor. I think he's not a meat eater. I think he's like
an omnivore.
He's pretty much like having like a bunny, a house pet. You know, I think you could have an ankylosaurus at home and you would be generally safe.
All right. That's a good choice.
It's not going to eat your children.
83 and a half to 66 million years ago.
Whoa. That's too many years ago.
And
that's,
you could eat them probably.
If things got bad, yeah. I mean, because inflation, you know, meat is expensive. You could probably raise it to eat it.
You could farm them. You would go T-Rex, though, if it was up to you.
Let's see what that T-Rex would do.
I mean, T-Rexes are cool as fuck.
They're so cool. Basic. And, but listen, they would fuck shit up, and I feel like, you know, we could stand to have a little terror that's more fun than, you know, Republicans.
All right. Save the politics for another podcast.
Yeah, this is an apolitical podcast.
Yeah, Tim, bleep that out, all right?
I will.
Yeah, no one wants, no politics
vote
on this podcast.
Vote for me, free lunch.
Oh,
free
God.
Lunch.
All right.
And vote for me for New York mayor. No smoking on the train till after 9 p.m.
That's a great rule.
And vote for me, IVF in my basement.
Yeah, and vote for me. Jail the homeless. All
right. That's right. If you're homeless and smoking on the train before 9 p.m., death sentence.
Yeah.
That's too far. No,
yeah.
No. That's too far.
Remember, just maim you a little.
Yeah, just jail. Just jail.
Just jail.
It's up to me. You better believe. Jail. Jail.
Everybody.
Jail. We'd be locking them every other. Oh, the jails would be full.
The Jeff made so many people upset one night at Cobra Club. Because he was talking about throwing homeless people in jail.
Oh, you've said this and looked at people in the face and said this. I'm like, this is okay for a podcast, but you looked at other New Yorkers.
Oh, I've
said
this out loud several times.
In Bushwick, Brooklyn, the home of people who don't want to send anyone to jail.
No,
I mean, it's borderline on a real opinion.
It's not borderline. It is a real opinion. He doesn't want the
moving on.
I have to say, it sounds pretty true.
Let's see here. All right, moving. This is a good question. This is actually my favorite one.
All right.
Casey, what is your favorite thing about me?
Oh, that's interesting. What do you like the most? Casey, do you like the snarkiness? Is it the fact that he can't keep a secret?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
The backstabbing?
Yeah,
what's your favorite quality of Jeff?
I'm telling you, it's that you inspired me to have more than one child.
Oh, yeah? I'm inspiring?
Yeah.
Your overall weirdo-ness inspired.
I said, I need somebody to deal with this, so I need one more.
Inspiring. I'll put insightful as well.
I can't have my only child being a weird gay weirdo.
Inspiring, insightful. Let's see here. And I'll put down gave you courage.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Courage to have another baby in my 40s. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. You saw one of my reels and I just gave you courage.
Yeah.
Wow. People are saying
really
the Instagram reels. They're saying Instagram reels are dead.
Yeah.
Well, they're creating life here.
Yeah.
It's true, Tim.
I inspire people.
That's true, Tim.
That's right.
So that's my favorite thing. That's your favorite thing about me.
Gave
you courage and I'm inspiring. And that's the next question right after that is, what's your husband's biggest weakness?
That he's not Jeff Sheen.
Yeah, there we go. Take that, Robbie, you piece of shit.
Yeah. We'll make that a clip and just send it to him personally. all right. What is his real biggest weakness, though? Does he have one?
Probably his arms.
No, you're going physical?
You're not going to talk about anything emotional or mental?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, listen, Robbie is he's a very well-rounded individual. He doesn't have a lot of flaws. If he were to have one, I would say, his lack of communication sometimes is startling.
Wow.
Can't communicate.
Sometimes. He does and he doesn't. And sometimes I'm sometimes I am left in the dark as to what is happening in our own lives.
That's the same with me. That's why I'm in therapy.
Yes.
Oh, because
all
you can't communicate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't either.
I can't too. I say, listen, bitch, this is what we're doing today, and you better get your fucking jacket on because we're leaving now.
And then she just promptly says, no, I'm watching Monk. Leave me alone.
She says, Danny Trejo's on Monk. I can't be going.
She's like, this episode, it's a two-parter.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter.
She's like, Monk's in New York, and it's too dirty for him.
It is a filthy city.
Monk do be having some OCDs.
Yeah, he do be having some OCDs.
You know how I clean up the city, though, for Monk? Jail the homeless. All right.
Vote for me.
Did you say all of us can't communicate? You know, was that men in general?
Men, yeah, you guys are pretty black and white when it comes to things. You, like, don't see any emotions. You take, like, the one, you know, like if I were to say to you, Jeff, man, I am so sad. You really hurt my feelings. This guy is black, and I think, you know, I want to leave you. You'd be like, this guy is blue, first off. Like, you couldn't, like, men see just the tangible things instead of seeing, like, the emotional part of things is what I find. Is that you could seriously spill your guts to a boy, and he would only take out the one tangible thing that he could argue.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I was like, if
that
I,
makes sense.
If I was like, I want a divorce, and you're a terrible father, and on Friday you stepped on my toe, and this and that, and I'm gonna leave you, and I'm gonna move home with my father, and he'd be like, first off, I stepped on your toe on a Thursday.
Ah, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And it's
yeah.
like the one thing, and that really makes me want to strangle every single person.
Well, we're a facts-based society.
Yeah. I also thought you said this guy is black and you were leaving Jeff for a black guy.
Yeah, I thought I was going to a race place.
The sky. Sorry, let me enunciate. The sky is black, not this guy.
That's my problem with women. They always go somewhere racial.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff picks him up at a Klan rally.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he's surprised.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess it makes sense. I was, when we were talking, me and Chelsea were talking about the wallpapers.
Yeah.
What we wanted to buy. She was like, what do you like? I was like, I don't know, but I know what I don't like. Like, I was like, that one sucks.
Yeah.
That one, no.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything else, I was like, it's fine.
You guys literally provide nothing. You provide.
That's good.
No
I think.
Help.
That's saying
no
what he
help.
Doesn't like is good.
I have
good.
No opinions except for that whatever you like, I do not.
Well, I guess my, I go, well, that one sucks and everything else is fine. So pick whatever, you know, there's a bunch of options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, I think.
I guess it's all right.
I give options all the time. Mike is like, what do you want the theme of this thing to be? I'm like, One Piece, anime themed. And then she always says no.
Yeah.
I tell her what I fucking want. I want it to be anime One Piece themed shit all over my life. And then she says, no, you can't buy a custom One Piece rug to put under your desk.
What's a One Piece?
It's an anime.
Because I thought you were talking about like a bathing suit. I'm like, what?
No, it's an anime that's been going on for 25 years.
Yeah, and you love it.
I love it.
It's and you want thing. Everything themed to that.
Yeah, and I've been watching and reading it for 20 years.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can put it down in your basement.
But Micah doesn't. No, I can't. She doesn't like me. She doesn't let me
do
it.
Do you
have
a closet?
She doesn't respect me or the things that I like.
Oh, I hear you, Tim. All right.
All right.
No more.
No, we don't really have a closet.
So you don't have a closet you can stick your toys in?
I already have all my little toys in my area, and it's already filled up.
That's why I'm getting a second room, Doug.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, you need an area room.
I know.
You need
I
a bigger area, bruh.
All right, Casey, how important is it for you to be a grandmother?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
I'm a little.
Where we're at now. I know it's very early.
I'm old. It's very early. My baby's young. Uh-huh. So that means she would probably have to have babies pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just from my own experience with grandparents so far, tough. Like, I'd love to be a grandma, but man, are my grandparents, the grandparents in my life, pissing me the fuck off.
Oh, really? Your grandparents are still, you have multiple grandparents.
No,
still
I'm
alive.
Saying Goldie's grandparents, both my parents and Robbie's parents.
Oh, okay.
It's like there was that joke floating around that this guy was like, it's like they just, did you see that the grandparent joke that this guy posted?
No.
It was literally like grandparents, when you have a kid, like your parents literally, it's like they're reapplying for a job they haven't done in 35 years and they are taking no additional training.
Oh, that's
like,
fun.
And sure, that has never hit so hard where they're like, no, we got it. And I'm like, there's a lot that has changed. You know, we don't put them on their stomachs and put them under the covers anymore.
Oh, we don't?
No, we don't.
You know, putting babies under the covers?
No, not babies. They can't breathe.
Yeah, they gotta breathe. So
I'd
how
say
important?
I would like to be a grandmother, and if I do make it to be a grandmother, which means I'll be 80.
Mm-hmm. Which, and then, you know, by that it's 50 or something.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have no fight in me left to fight with for my views, you know.
Sure.
I'll just go with the flow. I'll be like, listen.
Oh, you want to be a laid back grandma.
You want to raise that baby outdoors in a treehouse? I have no thoughts or opinions. I want to be a grandparent that has no thoughts or opinions.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only way to be a grandparent.
I would love to see that happen. It's not gonna, but I would love to see that happen.
No thoughts or opinions.
No thoughts or opinions. Just like a woman.
Because you're going to get sucked in by the damn babies. They're fucking cute as hell. And then you're going to want to protect them again.
I know.
Yeah, and it's going to be a global warmed world, you know. So.
And they're going to be scorched, these freaking children.
Yeah, they're going to come out with webbed fingers from all the plastic and their bodies.
You know, I took a masturbation test, you know, for NYU to see if there's plastic in our semen.
There is.
Is there? I didn't
There's
get my results.
There's plastic in our whole bodies. That he, oh, because you didn't do it in an actual cup. You just went to NYU. Yeah.
I just threw it on the floor. I was like,
Jeff took a masturbation test. They're like, failed.
Why would you not go get your results? Why would you do it if you didn't
get
the
results? They were doing like a blind, like a big... collecting it for everybody. Oh. They gave me my sperm count results.
I did.
But not if there's plastic in it.
Is that what I did? Was that for $50?
Yeah. Did you do the same thing?
Yeah, I did it too.
See, wow. Yeah, I
fucking needed $50. I didn't know what it was for.
$50, yeah. Boys. Good for you.
Then I felt bad. I had to piss in a cup. I've been jerking off all this time for free.
You guys have kids somewhere. You know that, right? Just plastic
babies. No, plastic babies?
Yeah.
A couple Barbie dolls.
Some fucking NYU Polly Ailey. Pocket shit.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get your sperm count?
Yeah, it was good. It was fine, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
They said it wasn't bad. I assumed it was bad because I kept doing jackass-style pranks where people would kick me in the nuts growing
up. That can be a thing. I think we had problems because Robbie used to do jujitsu and he got kicked in the nuts when he was young, when he was like in his 20s, and his balls swelled up.
Oh, really?
And then went down, and then they are lower now. And I think that's why he has bad sperm.
They kicked the jizz out of him.
They
killed. Did it come out of his mouth?
They killed my children.
Oh my jeez.
Dear Lord.
They killed my Call Alabama. I'm suing that person's foot for killing my children.
Wow, oh, no. That's crazy.
I know, isn't that wild? So you're lucky.
All right.
I am lucky.
And your sperm count was okay?
Oh, I'm through the roof.
All right, guys.
Too many. They actually said it was dangerous.
They were like, I can't see past all the swimming.
They're like, it's not even liquid.
They said it moved out of the cup.
Quite viscous.
Yeah, it climbed out of the room.
Yeah.
If you could get a show, a television show, right? What story would you tell?
Yes.
What story would I tell?
Yeah, what story?
Get a television show?
It could be your own personal. It could be something historical. Whatever. What story would you
tell?
You
could amplify.
On NBC's 8 p.m. slot.
Yes.
You know.
Are we going for ratings?
You could amplify minority voices if you'd like.
Yeah, you
I don't
do that.
Think I would do that. I think I'd amplify my own. I'm a 42-year-old woman in comedy. If I'm not...
I'll censor that for you. People don't need to know your actual age.
All right. Thank you so much. I know. Do you know that I just did a show in San Francisco and I say I'm 40 on stage, but everyone in the crowd, like so many people from my high school came to the crowd and they were like, you know, we're 42.
Nah.
Yeah. I was like,
Well, that's nice. I did a joke the other night. I said I was the Doogie Howser of driving forklifts.
And nobody got it.
Nope, not one person.
No. I go, the kids are so fucking stupid.
I go, who understands that reference? By a round of applause. And one person clapped. And
it's
I was like,
so
God
wild.
Damn it.
It's so wild. Yeah, the kids are dumb.
Took me a second,
and
to be honest.
There it is. You don't remember Doogie Howser?
I had to think
he
in
was
my
the
head.
Child doctor that shaped us.
Right, yeah. So... And Tim was a child forklift driver.
I was driving forklifts at like 11 and 12 years old, so I said I was the Doogie Howser of driving forklifts.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. And it got nothing.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I'd like to tell the story of Tim Doogie Howser, the child forklift.
Oh, no, no.
No, I might tell it. You know, listen, I would tell the story of a 42-year-old mother who was struggling, you know, in life, and she eventually... obviously becomes a Broadway star.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. There's no other way for this to go besides into, without having any background, she can't dance, or she's got a bad back, and they have to cover up her tramp stamp when she's doing the nude scenes because it's a nude musical.
Oh, no, Lord.
Not fully nude.
Doing hair and stuff.
But there's going to be some scenes where the back is shown because obviously time, you got to show your back.
So they got to cover up the exit only.
Yeah, they got to cover up my Raiders tattoos. It's a 42-year-old mother with a baby. 42-year-old with a baby who wants to be on Broadway.
She makes it
on one audition.
It's almost like your life now. Instead of getting lottery tickets to go see Broadway plays, you're in the plays themselves.
I'm in the show, and I sing really well.
Oh, all right.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, you got my view.
Yeah.
I'm watching at least episode one.
And people send me nice dresses that I can't wear with heels because of the bad back.
Of course.
Yeah, they have to be long enough so I could wear my sneaker shoes.
Oh, there's going to be humor in this.
Wow.
I can see it.
I'm writing it when I
They've
get
got,
there.
You're wearing, you got tall sneakers, you're drawing heels
I'm
on
wearing
them.
Wearing Ugg boots underneath.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Tonys.
What's healthier? Exercise or eating healthy?
I mean, listen.
Which one's harder?
The thing is that exercise is going to help your mind get better, but eating healthy will help your body get better. So do you want to be, you know, fat and depressed, or or do you want to, no. Do you want to be fat and depressed, or do you want to be skinny and suicidal? Or no, wait, no, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Eating healthy, skinny and suicidal, fat and happy.
Fat and happy, like I am now, baby. Whichever one.
No,
it's
I'm
a fat
just saying.
One.
No, I'm not.
What's harder?
You can't.
You gotta give me one.
Okay.
Eating healthy. Or
eating healthy is harder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Because have you been to McDonald's? It's so yummy.
It's so good.
I actively have to stop myself from going to McDonald's every day. Yeah? I love it. I think about it. I dream about it. I'm thinking I would do a diet where I eat pretty healthy, but then once a week I allow myself to just go ham at fucking McDonald's.
You're allowed to.
Large Coke, two cheeseburgers, and two chicken sandwiches. Come the fuck at me.
Damn, I have to quit eating McDonald's breakfast.
They're delicious.
It's so good.
They're actually not that. The Egg McMuffins are not that bad for you.
I don't eat the Egg McMuffins.
You eat the McGriddles?
I get the bagel. Oh, which I'm sure is terrible for you.
I mean,
and with the app, there's a deal where you buy one, get one free.
It's so hard because they make delicious food so cheap.
And with the app, they have double cheeseburgers. Buy one, get one for 29 cents.
Yeah, what else do they have?
How am I supposed to not get two of fucking everything?
I know. It's every time walking to this office, walking past that McDonald's, I actively have to be like, it's not today, Case.
Well, I love
McDonald's in a way that I don't love my husband.
McDonald's is easy to not go into, though, because
there's always a guy holding the door open.
And it's just so sketchy. There's just like five of the sketchiest people you've ever seen standing outside
that
of it.
Yeah? What would you like to happen to him?
I would like him to get thrown into prison for doing for doing heroin on the streets. I was standing next to that McDonald's. There was some Swiss family or something. And I look at the family, I go, hey, look at that. And it was just two men shooting up. And it was
really? Right in front of the McDonald's?
Just right in front of McDonald's behind the subway stop. And I go, hey, look at that. And this like foreign family goes, oh.
Jeez.
Probably good for your diet, though, keeping you out of McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So eating healthy, you will say it's harder because you're just an exercise and machine, it sounds like.
No, they're both hard. I just love fucking cheese. At McDonald's.
Casey, I got an idea for your show.
What is it?
What if your chiropractor is also your best friend and he's like a fun gay guy?
Yeah.
That's
so
fun.
He's
because you have a bad back.
The musical is about my back being better so I can be a Broadway dancer.
Yes.
So you got to go into this guy a lot. And there's always some humor there.
He's always
there.
Like, let me crack you up.
Okay.
That's all good. Right.
Thank you all so much.
As long as I get hired for Punch Up.
All right.
How do you get through the day?
Wow.
How do you get through it?
Knowing that there's wine.
Oh,
later.
Wow. 9 o'clock somewhere.
No, I get through
one
the...
9 o'clock alcoholism.
I get through the day by knowing that I've got a beautiful little baby daughter who's gonna suck me off all day.
Oh, God. What the hell?
Lord,
I was getting emotional.
Getting emotional?
Yeah, I was gonna start.
Goldie gets me through the day. I love the end of... Listen, I love doing spots, but I love if I don't have a spot, I love just lighting a candle and throwing on garbage TV and... not doing anything. I love the end of the day.
Have you trained your baby to bring your wine to you yet?
Just when she walks, it's happening. She constantly, whenever I have a glass of wine, she's trying to get at it. I'm like, you have not had a bad day. You've not been to work. You don't get wine. You don't get coffee. She wants all these things. You don't get cigs. It's not for you.
I'll let her have a couple cigs.
Yeah, give her a little baby cig.
I know. When she's 12. Just like when I started.
Yeah.
I might have started younger than that.
How important was fame when he was back in, let's say 10 years ago, how important was fame versus how important is it now?
I really, when I was younger, I would constantly, like, I always thought I would be like an actress. And I would doodle my name and my autograph
you
everywhere.
You practice your autograph?
Oh, all the time. You
putting dork
papers.
Down.
I still, dork.
Casey, it's not dorky. I have an autograph that's good for, like, if you were famous that
I
practice.
You practice yours, too.
I love it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I always practice it.
There's a difference between people who are actually going to make it and you.
Oh, okay.
I know.
That's right.
I know. No, you know, it's it always, I want it to be. And then, yeah, as you as I've done comedy for 12 years, you kind of just, you kind of go, all right, it's been slipping away a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I have to write this musical. But no, I it would be nice to, you know what? It'd be nice just to be able to make more money. It doesn't have to be fame, but I would like to make more money doing just this, you know?
Oh, okay.
Doing just
Can we all just make a base six figures?
I just want to make more money. And I want to enjoy it more.
What, enjoy the money or enjoy stand-up?
Enjoy comedy more. you know, I think I'm going to start pivoting with it. I think I got to do something else. Because, you know, it's like getting up. It's like, yeah, that's fun. But I think I need to actually kind of try to figure out.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Another road. Yeah, man.
So before it was your practice and your autograph, you were skyrocketing to the stars.
Oh, I thought I was going to be in a girl group. I thought I was going to be an actress.
Red carpet.
I thought all these things. Yeah, and now I'm like, maybe I'll sell out in Des Moines one time.
Now you're a good paying rent.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I just would like to not be 40 something and ask to stay on my friend's Airbnb couch for a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
That just happened. That's a fresh one.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's a fresh one for me. I feel very loser-ish. But.
As another poor person. I mean, I don't have a kid.
Yeah.
But I like lose money just to get a hotel now. Because I just can't be staying on someone. I've done it for a decade. I'm done doing it.
And I'm done doing it too. But I'm also kind of like, this might be my first. This will be my first like weekend away from the baby. And there's also part of me that's like, I should want to be alone, but I also kind of don't want to be alone.
Sure.
And I kind of, and also like, there's a lot of moving parts. It's for a wedding, and I also feel like I don't want to deal with the other moving parts. Like I'm like, I just want to be at one place and have other people like. Be like, oh, we got to go to the shuttle. Like, I don't want to have to do
well, when it's with
on
your...
my own. it's like you deal with things every day for the baby that it's like, yeah. I kind of just want to go and stay with friends that will kind of be like, all right, we have to go here and here. Like, I don't want to think.
Well, when it's with your...
You know what I mean? I don't want to
think. It's with your friends, it's different because you're hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
But like when I'm done like going on the road and then being like, I'll sleep on some stranger's couch I've never met.
Not on the road, especially not after a fucking show. No. And I've done that. Yeah, I've done that too before where somebody was like, I know somebody in Philly. And I was like, cool. And I was just like, what am I doing?
You're done with the couches.
I'm done with couches it's a friend for an Airbnb.
Yeah, then you go to the guy's house and it's cool because... You're still smoking cigarettes and you all smoke inside and then you wake up and you realize that the couch is full of cigarette burns and you're like, why am I sleeping here? What am I doing?
We really abuse ourselves in this career. We really let abuse happen to us and really we deserve better, all
we
of us.
We need to unionize.
We deserve better.
Sounds like the boats aren't so bad, huh?
No, they're not that good.
Oh, you mean you're not just on a cruise for fun? You're doing shows on the cruises.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a heck, Casey. Oh. You didn't know?
Yeah, I'm a sea heck.
I didn't know you had the golden handcuffs.
That's
waka, waka,
right.
Waka.
I sleep in my little room without windows in the bottom of the boat.
Yes, with the Filipinos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did you know?
Because my friend is a singer on one of them, and I went and I got to be his guest, and I stayed. Fucking loved it.
It's all, yeah, it's all Filipino.
I loved it.
Yeah,
Because my friend used to be Filipino.
I used to have a Filipino friend. No, I grew up around all Filipinos, so it's like it feels like that's my favorite accent, and it's my favorite. Like it makes me feel like I'm home.
I love Filipinos myself.
I love Filipinos.
This podcast is very Filipino friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sponsored. I also it's funny. I was thinking about this. It's kind of one of the only thing where you say Filipinos. You don't say like I wouldn't say whites or blacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like you say, you could say Filipinos as their own thing, and like, right? You know what I mean? You know
well,
what
they
I mean?
Are, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
you
I mean,
say there's a bunch of. I think it's you got. You don't say Chineses, but you do say that there's a bunch of Asians around.
Yeah, wait. I'm trying to think of what the example I have because I had one in my brain, and then what I said was not that.
Yeah, did you get it?
Wait, okay.
I understand what she's saying.
So, like, I remember I said something on a podcast. I was like, I grew up around a lot of Filipinos. Right. And I would never, and I guess the right term would be like Filipino people.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like, because I would never Japanese say, like, people, I'd never be people. Like, I grew up around a lot of blacks but, or a lot of whites. Yeah, yeah,
but
you know,
black
I would say
people
white
would,
people or black people or, but I say Filipinos as just a full thing. And that
I
just
see.
Feels, I don't know. Is that wrong? Is it racist? Do we need to
I've heard black people say they've grown up around a lot of whites and then disparage whites for a good 10 minutes. And then it turns out they were adopted by a white family and treated very well by them, and it seemed like really offensive to me.
Oh. What the
sounds like
was
a
that?
Specific person.
Yeah.
Talking about former guest Ben Katzner,
oh, you know
of course.
Ben all right.
No, anyway, I say I lovingly like Filipinos.
Same here.
I loved being on a boat. And I loved a cruise ship.
This is probably America's number two Filipino podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first one?
Well, the Democracy Mao, of course.
My second podcast I do with Gary and Wilfred, my two Filipino fails.
Love it. Love it. Good for you.
If you could break one world record, what would it be?
Oh.
Ooh.
One world record. You get the title.
Most sucked tits.
Yeah.
Jesus. Criminy.
Is there a record for that? I might be able to start that one.
Yeah, who holds that record, by the way?
Something like most cheese eaten or something like that.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That sounds like one I could actually do.
Oh, okay.
But also, it'd also be cool cheese. To be like really fast. I do be loving cheese.
You want most cheese eaten?
Most cheese eaten.
Am I giving you that one?
Most cheese eaten motherfucker.
All right.
Yeah.
Ugh, that'd be a terrible record to break, though.
Yeah.
Imagine the craps.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so they'd come slip and slide.
That's
why
you're
lactose
so
intolerant and you eat all that string cheese at work
I'm
all the time? What the hell?
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, you.
I'm just constantly holding in a gas bubble the size of Texas.
You know, I'm wondering if I'm lactose intolerant because I've just been farting up a crazy storm.
After dairy? Or your whole life? You might have some other gut stuff going on.
I was farting a lot in the green room this weekend. I kept telling the host to eat his dinner.
Jeff! That was our bit.
I know. I transferred to the new host.
No.
I kept going, Seth, come eat your dinner. That's a rip a fart.
I've never felt more betrayed in my life.
Why did they see that together?
That used to be our bit, Casey, and now Jeff does it to this other new man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm in the middle of you guys. I don't want you guys to like.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Jeff. Read your questions.
I'm like, who's hungry for dinner? It's funny. All right.
It's funny.
I've been cheated on.
What are the top three sins you struggle with?
Oh, man.
Seven deadlies. What are your top
three?
Seven of them.
Name them for me again.
You got greed, sloth, gluttony,
envy,
pride. What are the other two, Tim? Wrath. There's one more.
Probably envy. Probably gluttony.
Oh, okay.
And
envy. Tim, which one am I forgetting?
The one where the adultery, is that one?
I don't know. Maybe Seth knows. Maybe you can ask Seth what the other ones are.
Oh, no.
Greed, gluttony, envy. What's wrath?
That's anger and shit.
Anger and violence. You want wrath?
Wrath.
All right.
I got diagnosed.
Oh, lust.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, lust is it.
Definitely not that. I just got diagnosed with postpartum rage. So I literally, hormonally. Have rage.
You're all raged up?
I can be set off.
Oh, no.
Like that.
Cool.
Oh, you're right in the middle of us.
Yeah. Sorry, Robbie.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, he's happy right now.
Oh, yeah. Is he getting torn to shreds all the time?
Because you're gone. He's happy just alone being like, she can't hurt us.
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know how to communicate because I'm scared.
I meant the baby both crying in the corner.
Brought you McDonald's home. Now get up, little woman.
What song are you going to dance to when no one's watching?
What?
What's your song? What song you dance to when no
what
one's watching?
What is that question?
Something.
You got to have a song.
Real fucking hard rap something.
Real hard. Damn, like Lil White?
Yeah.
Oxycontin, Xanax bars, Percocets, and Lorateb.
Is that new?
No, it's an old song.
I don't know.
It's called Oxycontin by Lil White.
Oh.
It's from the early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
We used to take Oxycontin, of course, and listen to it.
Obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
No, I think it's just more fun to dance to like old hip hop.
You want an old hip hop song? Which
I want
one?
Old
pick
hip-hop.
One.
I need
something right here. Yeah.
Something by Tupac.
Okay. California?
No,
that's the only one I know of.
Ambitions as a Rider.
Oh, you want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right.
Taking Oxycontin.
Or that song that Tim's singing, but I only want Tim's version. I don't want to listen to the other guy. I want Tim to sing it to me.
All right. All right, a few more questions.
All right.
Let's see. What about this one? This one's good. This is a fun one, I feel like.
All right.
You know how every like corporation, you know, they have like their mission statement?
Uh-huh.
What is your mission statement as a mother?
What
would you write on your company's wall?
Kisses and giggles.
Oh, kisses and giggles.
Kisses and giggles.
All right. Kisses and giggles.
Kisses and giggles.
That's fun.
And intermittent wrath.
kisses and giggles and don't bother mommy when she's crying.
I need McDonald's and wrath. Yeah. All right. What sport would you want to be better at?
You know what would be really cool? Pool.
Pool?
Yeah, I'm not good at pool, but like fucking just go into the bar and be like, I'll play you, and then be like, frah, 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 frah. And be like, oh, did I do that? I'm just a girl.
Oh, you want to be a pool shark.
I'd love to be a pool shark because I'm good at cards already.
Oh, yeah.
I was a soccer player.
Okay.
They won't let me, like, baseball, but I'm not a baseball, like a, you know, softball is arguably terrible compared to baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to wrestle anybody because of boners. And,
those always happen.
And yeah, so listen, a realistic one would be pool.
You going pool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nothing better than going into a bar going blah, 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 blah. And everyone being like, oh my God.
Yours sounded like a mass shooting, though.
Yeah. Going into a public bar and shooting everyone down.
No, it'd be cool to be a pool shark.
And everyone's like, is that Jeanette Lee? The Black Widow. The famous lady pool player.
Yes.
No.
She's from Indianapolis. They called her the Black Widow.
Yeah, she was really good.
Yes, Jeff.
I got nothing. I don't know of Paul, what's his face? Paul Newman.
Paul Newman's an actor, and you're just...
No, he's a pool shark.
The Hustler.
I guess that's right. He is a pool shark in The Hustler and The Color of Money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Double pool shark.
Do you guys remember Pool Hall Junkies? Did you guys remember that movie?
I saw that movie. I saw it yesterday.
Did you really?
No.
Oh. It's a good movie. We watched it a lot in college. It sat on the shelves for like 10 years before it finally got made.
What is it?
It's about a pool hall junkie.
It's just pool?
It's just degenerates playing pool and pool halls.
But
who's
it's like
it? Who's in it?
Nobody you know.
No.
Brad Pitt was loosely attached at one point. Nobody you know is in it.
Someone got famous after it came out, I think. I'm going to look now.
Ben Stiller?
It wasn't Ben Stiller.
All right, fine. Well, he looks that up. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
Final question. Who got you into stand-up comedy?
Oh, who were your guys?
Trauma. What do you mean?
What stand-up comedians were your favorite?
Oh no. Christopher Walken was the one famous person.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
He was just in a Super Bowl commercial.
It's actually a good movie. Yeah, he looked like he was about to crumble.
Oh, they're pool hall junkies or whatever. You know how he sounds.
I shoot the ball.
Oh, I'm Christopher Walken.
I'm a pool hall junkie.
I'm Christopher Walken into the pool hall. Or whatever. You guys know how
this is all good. I like this.
Yeah, this is.
So who were your guys? Yeah. Was it Jeff and I doing our impressions?
Yeah,
it was your impressions. Let me see. You know, I wasn't one of those people that like knew a lot about stand-up comedy before I got into it. Like I'd seen some on Comedy Central, but I still didn't understand that was like a job.
I
remember watching like Mitch Hedberg and being like, this is very funny. But then it's like Robin Williams was somebody that I liked.
You like joke thievery?
A lot of them are doing it.
But you're from the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, I used to drive by his house all the time.
Yeah.
But they didn't really get me into it. I kind of got talked into it, but those were the people that like, I remember watching his special, but I didn't understand that it was what he was doing.
Oh.
Like I knew it was comedy and I'd watched stand-up comedy. And I remember, I think even in sixth grade, I did a stand-up routine, but it was just basically I took bits of like SNL and other comedy that I saw and just did it.
Oh.
Yeah. But like I still didn't understand what it was, you know? So I'd say my guy for the first time I did it, my guy really, I shout out was Jägermeister, because that's what really got me on
stage.
Oh. That's what really got my
shout
ass.
Out Jäger Bombs.
Jäger Booze.
All booze. Right. Yeah. Yep. So we got Robin Williams and Mitch. Yeah. Booze got you there. Let's see. Yeah. You're envious. You're a glutton. You're wrathful. Mm. Let's see. You want to have a Broadway show?
I do. Yeah.
All right. All you right. know what? I'm going to give you a solid 8 out of 10.
Woo!
I thought you did a very good.
It's the highest score that anybody's ever gotten.
It's true.
Nope. It's not true at all.
9.5. Carmen Legala got a 9.5.
Yeah. How did she get a 9.5?
Well, she was very open, Casey.
She was. Oh, and Peter Wong. Peter Wong also got a 9.5.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Wong was also filthy. And some of the said things he said was terrible. So yeah. I had to give him some points.
Yeah. He's going to get canceled for calling talking about creaming and yummy chicks.
Yeah, he kept saying that.
It's not good. See, Casey, you see how you feel? That's the audience loved him for some reason. Yeah. I think they're gross weirdos.
Yeah,
but.
So if you said that, you might have gotten a 9.5. Anyways, solid 8. You get to do your plugs.
I don't like the word creamy.
Where can people find you?
Yeah, what do you got going on, Casey?
All right, I'm at CaseFaceB on Instagram and on TikTok. Let's see. No, I don't have any road dates coming up. So you can just follow me on Instagram and I'll post my shows in New York City. That's what's going on. Listen to Never Not Tired podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's filmed here.
With friend of the show, Ari Finley.
Yes. Yes, but no road dates coming up. Because you know what? Mama's not settling.
That's right.
There you go.
Turned down a couple gigs that I probably should have taken.
Should have sent them my way.
But I am not doing it. Mama needs money. So just come see me in New York City. Or I'll be at Sesh Comedy making $20. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
More of that.
They should pay more. They make too much money not to pay more. Follow me at hot_comic69. Check out the Great Hang podcast with myself and Micah Fox. And if you're watching this on Friday, I will be at Dirt Church Brewing in East Haven, Vermont, headlining. And I'm only getting $400 to drive 12 hours.
Why I don't
trip.
Have any headlining gigs coming up.
And I'm renting a car, so that's eating into the bottom line.
Yeah, you'll make $0. But you might get fed a pretzel when you're
I'll be there selling my koozies that say this drink ain't gonna suck itself. And that will pay for a third of the gas.
There you go, buddy.
Yep, and I'm always at New York, Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.